7:33 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row. We're going to bring to our microphones in just a moment A.J. Massey, who's running for county mayor in Madison County. But Crom Carmichael, the original All-Star panelist, it's been a busy day here. Boy, at the Tennessee Star Report.
It certainly has been.
Lots of guests. And lots of hot political topics.
Yes.
And a lot of candidates want to get their voices out, and that's what we do. We give candidates a voice, an opportunity to express their point of view. We are now, welcome to our newsmaker line, Mr. A.J. Massey, who is running for mayor of Madison County. Good morning, A.J.
Good morning, everybody. How are y'all?
We're great. We're delighted to have you on here. So tell us about yourself. What's your background, AJ?
Sure, yeah. I'm a native West Tennessee guy. Grew up in West Tennessee and went to college here. And 17-year career in banking. And that ended in January when I elected to run for local office. And so we were forced. You can't really chase two rabbits. You don't do well with that. So we chose to run for office. So been doing that since January.
So tell us a little bit about, I mean, people know Jackson as the place you stop to get gas 2 hours from Nashville sometimes to the west, about an hour from Memphis. Good restaurants there, stop by and take a break there sometimes. But people don't know that much about Jackson and Madison County. Tell us a little bit about some of the challenges there that you face in Madison County.
Sure. Madison County is you're exactly right. We're right there in the middle of everything. We're called the Hub City. Jackson's called the Hub City for a reason. All of West Tennessee outside of Memphis looks to Jackson for commerce and for goods and a lot of well-paying jobs. And so as far as what challenges are, I think we're a disproportionately high poverty number in the city of Jackson and really Madison County as a whole. So that's a challenge that makes education difficult, that makes law enforcement difficult, that makes a lot of things difficult. But there's so much good happening in West Tennessee that there's so much good happening in Madison County, but also in West Tennessee, bringing on, and we're getting a Great Wolf Lodge in Jackson, which is, if you don't know what that is, it's an indoor water park hotel with nearly 500 rooms that's being built in the city of Jackson. We'll have, of course, the mega site in Haywood County where Ford Blue Oval City will be in the next few years. That's within about 40 miles of our county border. So that's going to be a big shot to Madison County and West Tennessee. So that's really what we're trying to do, is trying to get ahead of these things, pay attention. I've got a young family, and I want the next 20 years, I want them to stay around here. I want my boys to choose to locate in West Tennessee and not be too far from mom and dad and hopefully grandkids someday. So we're trying to make this place as attractive and as safe and giving them everything they want, where they don't feel like they need to go anywhere.
Crom Carmichael, our original All-Star panelist, has a question for you, AJ.
AJ, how close is Jackson to that new Ford facility?
It's about 40 miles, between 40 and 50 miles, depending on how you go, between Madison County and Blue Oval City. And that's actually a great opportunity. Ford has a requirement that a certain number of suppliers that are going to help that plant out with different needs are required to be within 50 miles of that facility. So that really puts East Memphis, that puts some of our northwest counties, and then, of course, Madison County is sitting right there ready to accept a lot of those suppliers, and our infrastructure is ready for that. So
you're inside. So Jackson is inside that 50-mile radius?
Yes, sir, correct.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, AJ.
Now, I was going to say, one of our most, and I don't know if there was just some foreknowledge there or just some premonition, but the western part of our county nearest to the megasite has a vast options of industrial sites that are already with wastewater and utilities. And so we're just waiting for the right businesses to lay claim to those.
AJ, what is the main reason why people who live in Madison County should vote for you for a mayor of Madison County?
Absolutely. Well, we are, we're trying to pay attention. We're trying to be on our toes, but we've had similar leadership in Madison County for the last really 30 years, and the folks that have chosen to run in this race as well are cut along that same cloth. And you know, there are some statistics that came out not long ago that has Madison County ranked 95th out of 95 counties in nearly every category. And you know, it's that whole thing is, if we do what we've always done, we're going to get what we've always got. And I think it's just time for a change. I think it's time for somebody with some energy, some renewed focus, I'm not trying to get anybody out of the office. I'm not trying to kick anybody out, but I do think it's time for people to step aside and allow new leadership with fresh ideas. I've got an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old boy, and that's where my focus is trying to build a community that they can be proud of over the next 20 years. I'm not looking at the next election cycle. I'm not looking at the next budget cycle. I'm looking at the next few decades to make sure, because I'm going to be here. I'm going to be around, and I'm going to have to give account to what we did or didn't do with this opportunity coming to West Tennessee.
AJ, what is the most important fresh new idea you have to improve the status of Madison County from, as you say, 95th out of 95 counties in almost every category?
Sure. I've been on the Jackson-Madison County School Board since 2018. I'm a public school graduate. My wife's a public school graduate. My oldest son is in public school. My youngest hadn't gotten quite to that level yet, but it's schools. Schools really drive everything around here. I'm sure it is with most communities, but that's going to reduce our crime rate. That's going to reduce our jail population. That's a long-term play, though. The further down the line we get, we have to make sure those children are educated at grade level when they're, you know, first, second, third grade. That way they kill that prison, you know, public school to prison pipeline that seems to happen. And that obviously helps with crime. That helps with commerce and the ability to supply workforce for all these great companies. So I'm passionate about schools. I think our schools need to be.
Well, let me ask you a question about that. Yeah. In the 4 years you've served on the Jackson-Madison School Board, what have you done to improve the status of schools there? Because it looks like everywhere in the state over that 4-year period, the performance of students has gone down, down, down.
Sure. Well, Madison County is a unique county. We have four thriving private schools, and so there's lots of options here in town for non-traditional public education. There's also a district just north of us that's just done the right things, and they've attracted a lot of families to move outside of our county to go to that district. So, but the last 4 years, we've had tremendous success with our academics in our classroom. We have some very pointed, data-driven curriculum that's happening in our classroom that's showing improvement.
Now let me just step back on that. I've looked at the numbers. The most recent numbers I saw that Jackson County school systems have done very poorly. Do I have that wrong, or are there actually data showing improvement?
There's data showing improvement. Now, it's not good. Let me be clear. I've joked and said we've kind of gone from F to F plus.
So that's a measure from F to F plus. Let me ask you another question about schools. Hillsdale College has this Barney Charter School initiative. From what I understand, they're going into three counties in the state to get a charter school approval, and I think they go to the school board first. I think they're going to Madison County. Have they presented that to you on the school board there? And are you going to vote in favor of giving the Barney Charter School Initiative an opportunity to have a charter school in Madison County?
You're correct. They have presented an option to locate a charter school in our community, and we've looked at it as a school board. We've received the application. We're going through our process. That's kind of it's actually moves faster than you would think for a government agency. But we're required to set up a special committee to look at that, and I'm not a part of that committee currently. So really, what I'm doing is waiting on that committee to flesh out the application.
But do you need that? It's Hillsdale College, it's Barney Charter School. Are you in favor of getting a Barney Charter School in Madison County or opposed to it?
Just on the bird's eye level that I've seen it, I'm opposed to it.
Why are you opposed to a charter school in a poor performing public school system?
Sure. Well, because I think our school system is showing marked improvement. I think they're showing proof of.
Whoa! You got from F to F plus, and that's marked improvement, and you don't want to have competition?
Absolutely, it's marked improvement. You know, once again, I said we're not there. This is a long term play, but charter schools are something that I believe filters our best and brightest students away from our public schools and takes tax dollars away from our current public schools.
Crime is a question for you, AJ.
I will say, if you're opposed to competition in education, you've lost my enthusiasm for your candidacy. And so my question is real simple. Do you want to keep students in lousy schools and not give them a choice unless they have the money to go to a private school? or will you allow competition in your county? It's a real simple question.
1 minute.
Do you believe in competition or not?
I think there's a third option. I think that all of our public schools can be quality. I don't think keeping.
But they haven't been. You've got a 30-year history of failure, and you're talking about you want to be the person who takes Madison County into the future. Why don't you support competition and choice?
Yeah. Well, we do have choice.
No, you don't.
We have open enrollment in our school system.
No, you don't. You don't have choice. If you're rich, you can go to a private school. If you're not, you can't go to a charter school. You oppose charter schools. You're a creature. You're a creature of the teachers' union.
We got 30 seconds here, AJ.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Well, you are.
You've got 30 seconds. What's your wrap up on this? Because I think your opposition to the Barney Charter School has not gone over well with the folks in this studio and much of our listening audience.
Well, obviously, you know, this is a challenging conversation, and I will say this: as a Madison County mayor, there's. No direct impact over schools other than being a cheerleader for the schools and being an advocate for what our
But you do serve on the school board. You're going to have a vote, and you're going to vote against the charter schools and competition, it sounds like. Is that right?
I said I'm going to wait till we get some response back from our committee.
You've gone from opposition to wait for a response. AJ, a rough end to this interview.
He's gone from an F to an F+.
All right, AJ, we'll maybe you can reconsider it. We'll have you back here. How's that sound?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report.